The Eyes of the Heart by Ralph Zachman. The Eyes of the Heart. Hear these words from St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians, the first chapter, beginning at the 16th verse. I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. Suppose you were to visit your doctor in order to have your eyes tested for glasses. He would tell you to look at a wall chart on which there were lines of letters varying in size. He would ask about certain letters, can you see that one? And you say, I see. That is physical vision. Or suppose you go to consult a lawyer about your income tax. He tries to explain the intricacies of the tax laws. After a while, you say, I see. That might be a slight exaggeration, but to the extent that you do see the points of the law, that is mental vision. But now suppose your young daughter comes home to dinner. She goes through the meal with what she thinks is her usual composure. She tries to keep herself under control, but you detect a suppressed emotion in your daughter. After a time, you say, Mary, out with it. I see there's something on your mind. Now, that is more than physical or mental vision. That is seeing with the eyes of the heart. We do not discover all the facts and values of the world unless we use the eyes of the body, the eyes of the mind, and the eyes of the heart. Paul recognizes this truth when he writes to the Ephesians. In the first chapter of his letter, he tells them he is praying God to give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Then he uses these words, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened. I think of a musician born blind who described his world as one of sound and melody. A friend procured for him a copy in Braille of Keats' Ode to the Nightingale. As the blind man absorbed through his fingertips the lines of that poem, he exclaimed, when Keats wrote that, he was living in my world. And I think of how much I miss in the world of Keats and that blind musician. Around us are artists and poets who catch deeper insights of beauty than most of us, saintly mystics who find more revelations of God, and all of this makes me feel that Christ was addressing me when he said, having eyes, see you not? And when I think of how much the Master saw in life, of how much he made out of the meager materials which barren Palestine afforded, and how little I make out of this rich America, I am aroused to ask why I am missing so much. Consider the children in our own families. We parents want them to look up to us, as we say, but how much time do we take really to look at them? In the play Our Town is pictured a little girl returning from the land beyond the grave and saying something like this, Mother, look at me. We never took time to look at each other when I was on earth. And how about that life partner who has lived with us as husband or wife, sharing our joys and sorrows? Maybe we have been so taking each other for granted that we have not looked deeply into the heart. Perhaps the hair is growing gray and strangers might think the lines in the face have marred its beauty, but when we look with the eyes of the heart, we see that love grows lovelier with the years. And there are those persons whom we do not like. Charles Lamb, the poet, was a man of bitter prejudices. Once at a party, Lamb noticed a person about whom he had written some critical words. A friend asked the poet if he did not wish to be introduced to him. No, replied Lamb. If I met him, I might like him. A diplomat once declared that one of the chief barriers to international peace is that we judge ourselves by our ideals and intentions, but we judge other people's by their actions. How true. and how we need the insight and imagination to view the motives of others as we wish them to see us. This requires that the eyes of our hearts be enlightened by the Spirit of God.